health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Keys Talk 96.9 102.5 is WKEZ Tavernier, WPIK Summerlin Key, guided by Talon Wealth, and GuardingYourNestEgg.com. It is 8 o'clock.
Israel is not saying a thing so far. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. After striking back against Iran, Secretary of State Antony Blinken just said,
I'm not going to speak to that except to say that the United States has not been involved in any offensive operations.
Now, Blinken also condemned Iran's weekend barrage of missiles and drones that mostly failed or were shot down. As for Israel's response, Fox's Jeff Paul reports from Tel Aviv. It was in central Iran,
near the Natanz nuclear facility. Now, we should point out the site was not hit in the strike, and it appeared that a nearby airbase was the target. Iranian state media so far really downplaying this strike. They've reported the explosions were from the Iranian air defense system.
A statement of G7 nations just out is calling on Israel and Iran and its proxies to prevent further escalation. Police in New York City made more than 100 arrests, breaking up an anti-Israel protest.
Protesters against the violence in Gaza had set up an encampment on the New York campus of Columbia. And after 30 hours, the school's president contacted NYPD and asked them to clear it out. The daughter of Democratic Congresswoman Ilhan Omar was arrested in connection with the protest at Columbia.
Fox's Jill Nato. Former President Trump will soon return to court in New York, where a jury has been selected. They'll try today to choose the last five alternates in a criminal case he calls political persecution.
You got a DA that's out of control. You have a judge that's highly conflicted. The whole thing is a mess.
He's charged with falsifying records and 2016 payments to keep an alleged affair quiet. There's a new Fox poll in states and a Trump-Biden rematch, a tie in Pennsylvania and Wisconsin.
In Michigan, former President Trump leads President Biden 49 to 46. The poll finding former President Trump's advantage is mostly due to a 19-point lead with men. Independents favor him as well by 4 points, though President Biden is favored with suburban women by over 20 points. In Georgia, former President Trump leads by 6 points.
That's Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. America's listening to Fox News.
You love your boat. You want it to look its best, but the canvas is a little tattered. Or maybe your captain's chairs have endured too many years of friends having fun on your boat. Caribbean Marine Canvas of Key West does all of it. I'm Renee from Caribbean Marine Canvas, and whether it's repairs or remanufacture of bimini tops, dodgers, partial or full enclosures with sewn-in glass and zippers, cushions of all sizes, even those luxury captain's chairs, bolsters, bench seats, deck awnings, sunshades, Caribbean Marine Canvas is truly a custom canvas shop. We even have an authentic shoemaker on staff, so our craftsmanship is second to none. I will visit your boat and fully understand your project, and we'll be on time every time. My husband Steve and I are the owners. We work in our business every day, and our team will find solutions specifically for you. We'll even remove your old items and reinstall the new ones. Caribbean Marine Canvas of Key West, 6003 Peninsular Ave, Stock Island, across from Ocean's Edge Resort and Marina. Phone 305-432-6542 to schedule your estimate.
Are you losing sleep over your IRS problems? Do you owe the IRS money, are getting audited, or have not filed all of your returns? If so, you may need help. You could call the IRS and wait on hold for a couple of hours, but they are not going to tell you all of your rights. In many cases, they just want your money. You could call a company across the country. You know, the one with an 800 number you hear on commercials. Good luck getting them to help you with an IRS officer in South Florida. Or you could call me, Steve Klitzner. I'm a Miami attorney, and my practice is exclusively focused on helping people and businesses who have IRS problems. And I will listen to your situation and tell you my thoughts. A consultation with me is free. I will use all my powers and all my skills to help you immediately. Call me today at 305-682-1118. That's 305-682-1118.
Attention foodies and music lovers. Experience the taste of paradise at the iconic Green Turtle Inn, your ultimate destination for Keys casual dining. Located at mile marker 81 in beautiful Isla Mirada. Indulge in the very best steaks, seafood, and pasta the Keys have to offer. But the magic doesn't stop there. Immerse yourself in the enchanting ambiance of live piano music at 8 p.m. every Thursday through Saturday. Renowned pianist and singer Jimmy Burns, straight from the club car in Nantucket, is bringing his talents to the Florida Keys. And beginning at 8:30 p.m., join the fun of piano sing-along with all the tunes you know and love. Make your reservations now at the Green Turtle Inn, where exceptional cuisine meets the magic of live music and the joy of piano sing-along. The iconic Green Turtle Inn, your passport to a night of indulgence, music, and sing-along fun. Visit us at mile marker 81 in Isla Mirada or online at greenturtleinn.com.
More than 50,000 distracted driving crashes occurred last year in Florida. And sadly, close to 300 people involved in those crashes never made it home. Distracted driving is dangerous driving. It puts everyone in danger. The text can wait. Put it down and focus on driving. Brought to you by the Florida Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Welcome to Good Morning Keys on Keys Talk 96.9 102.5.
And Good Morning Keys, it is Keys Talk 96.9 102.5, the talk of the Keys. Good morning to you. 78 degrees. It is warmer than it's been all week at this time. We're going to 83. We're going to be a very nice day. Slight winds will prevail, 9 miles per hour thereabouts for tonight. Looking at about 75 degrees thereabouts. And then for the next couple of days, we're going to have some clear skies. Going to be a very, very nice weekend for all of us. We now say good morning to Bonnie Barnes. Bonnie is with the Small Business Development Center. FIU. So, Bonnie, I need a little coffee. I hope you're doing well today.
I am doing great. Haven't had my coffee, but I'm there.
Well, great. Well, I know that you're always, boy, I see you all over the Keys, and you have really spread out being with the Small Business Development Center at FIU. So tell us what the Small Business Development Center actually does.
So we are part of a national organization that helps anybody in business start a business, grow their business, get access to capital, help you with making a business plan, marketing, whatever it is that you need. And I'm part of the Miami office, but there are now four of us in the Monroe County that live in Monroe County that are available to provide consulting advice with anybody who would like it at no cost.
So these are people who have experience in business and can lend a lot of assistance, and you also have resources to help them, given the FIU connections there, Florida International University. So the people who are consultants do have a background in business that is very helpful.
Yes, we all do. One of them currently still owns a business here in the Florida Keys, a very well-known business, and she's out of Marathon, Anna Cisneros, and she is also multilingual. Then we have Christine, who is out of Key West, who has owned two retail businesses and worked at the backside of in the wholesaling. So she knows distribution. She just did a workshop a week or two ago on how to manage theft and inventory in your business. Mm-hmm. And that's a webinar that's available for people. Mm-hmm. And Nancy Hull is a financial genius out of Isla Mirada, and so she's great with financial projections and all of those kind of things. And I myself have owned several businesses and, of course, been in nonprofit and managed for-profit businesses. But my background is full-rounded. I've done business plans most of my life for clients. I do marketing. So we have a wealth of experience, I would say. And we also have specialists in Miami that can assist. So if you need international trade, if you need access to government contracts, we have the people that can help you. We can help you learn how to use your QuickBooks. Those who have never started a business don't know how. We help them with getting their federal identification number, their licensing, their SunBiz. That, anything that they need, we are there to assist them.
Yeah, Bonnie Barnes with us with the Small Business Development Center at FIU and talking about the consultants who are now available at four locations in the Keys at various library locations, also having webinars and a lot of tools for businesses. So it's not just for new startup businesses then, is that correct?
That is correct. There's a hardware store in Key West that we help with an acquisition. I'm working on an acquisition in Marathon right now. And we've had people who, you know, just want to get it. They were a private caterer and they wanted to get a food truck. So we helped get them financed for that, you know, all of these kind of things.
So anything from like a business plan and what a bank may look for or lenders may look for, those kinds of skills are what you help with, and those are the types of things that the business owner doesn't really deal with on a daily basis.
Yes. So if you want to have a loan at a bank, you have to have a business plan. You have to be able to show 3 years of financial projections. You have to be able to show them that you can pay back that loan. We assist people who really don't have that expertise in getting it all put together and preparing a proper package for our local banks.
So is there a topic that you most typically see when someone comes in with particular questions? What is the topical matter that is most prevalent?
I think the most prevalent is just how to start a business, because everybody's got an idea. Everybody wants to do and be their own boss someday. And so we work with them on it. Some are unrealistic. A sushi restaurant where you've got $50,000 in capital and you need to buy a million-dollar building, that's not going to happen. But there are a lot that we can help them figure it out how to get started. You can start with a food truck and you can grow into a restaurant if you do it right. You know, there's lots of opportunities.
Yeah. And so, Bonnie, do you follow along the businesses in their progression? And as they launch their business, do you happen to know what the success rate may be of those businesses whom you've consulted or who the agency's consulted?
Absolutely. We keep statistics on all of that. And if you'll give me a minute, I'll pull up some just for the Florida Keys, since Margie Smith was our full-time consultant for quite a time.
Yes.
And I took her place, and it's really amazing the amount of assistance and growth that we've been able to do here in the Florida Keys. One of the things I'll mention while I'm pulling this up is the fact that we are doing workshops. We have one in Espanol for how to start a business at the Marathon Library that will be on Wednesday, this next Wednesday, the 24th. I'm teaching how to do a planned giving program at the Key Largo Library from 10 to noon on the 29th. And anybody is welcome to come to that. We especially want board members. But also, the one in Marathon will be 6 to 7 at their library. I forgot to mention that.
Okay, very good. So it's almost like Shark Tank in a way, where you're helping businesses propel forward. You're not actually giving them funding, but you're giving them the ability and the tools to go out and get funding and to launch an idea.
Correct.
Okay. So, I guess we were going to talk about the statistics there, but it is interesting. I'm sure that the success rate of those whom you are helping is certainly pretty solid.
Absolutely. And in the state of Florida alone, we have 9 regional centers and 40 offices. So all small business development centers are attached to universities throughout the United States. The Miami office just this last year actually won the business center of the year for the entire United States.
Oh my gosh, wow. And it seems like the center itself has certainly grown and made a significant commitment to the Florida Keys with 4 consultants here now.
Yes, that is true. Mm-hmm. And we may continue to grow beyond that. Mm. So some of the statistics just in the Keys between October and the end of 2022, without counting the latest, mm-hmm. is 4,800 hours of consulting, 446 businesses assisted, 21 new businesses launched. And again, that's not recent because that's the file I happen to pull. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. 39 million in capital assessed here in the Florida Keys, 9.5 million in government contracts, 25 million in increased sales and revenue, and then 2,500 new jobs just here in the Florida Keys.
Wow.
That is phenomenal. Well, certainly a great effort and a lot of results to speak of. Bonnie Barnes with us, Small Business Development Center at FIU, now with multiple consultants throughout the Keys at various libraries available and webinars as well. So let's recap again where people can now find the services of the Small Business Development Center, Bonnie.
Absolutely. So we are available anytime in person or virtual, but we wanted office hours where you could come in and engage with us and find out if we could actually help you and help sign you up or help with some new business problem that you may have. If we have time, I'll speak to the, there's an act that all businesses have to do some compliance on this year. But the Key West Library is Thursdays from 1 to 5. The Marathon Library is Wednesdays, 9 to 1. Mm-hmm. And the Isla Mirada Library is Tuesdays, 9 to 1. And the Key Largo Library is Tuesdays. It is 2 to 5.
Okay. Okay. We've got about a minute left if you wanted to do that.
Okay.
Okay.
So there is an act where you have to report any, I can't even think of it, so I'm not going to say it at this moment. Sorry.
Okay.
But I'll mention another couple of workshops.
Okay.
Some of the different ones are how to build your business credit that's coming. Be a retail rock star. We're doing marketing 101, how to make your business bankable and disaster resiliency into your business. So there's all kinds of business topics that we offer, and then we have regular YouTube videos of them online once we've done them. So they're available anytime at your time schedule as well. Mm. So the website is the small SBDC, mm-hmm. S as in Sam, B as in boy, D as in dog, C as in chamber, .fiu.edu. Mm. If you look that up, you will find all kinds of information about us.
Well, business is very difficult these days. There's a lot of challenges, and certainly the Small Business Development Center helps equip new business to get started, as well as helps those established businesses with many challenges they may not be familiar with. Bonnie Barnes with us, Small Business Development Center at FIU. Bonnie, thank you so much for being here. We will speak again.
All right, and thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am. Take care. Bonnie Barnes with us again, Small Business Development Center at FIU on Keys Talk 96.9 102.5, the talk of the Keys. No traffic tie-ups to talk about. Certainly national news is pretty prominent these days. We'll be hearing more about that in the upcoming hours as far as Israel striking back at Iran. The scope of that strike is not known at this time, but we'll continue to follow those stories here on Keys Talk. In the meantime, no traffic tie-ups to speak of, as mentioned, but a beautiful day underway. We are at 76 degrees going to 84. And Keys Talk, 96.9 102.5. Good morning, Keys, continues in a moment.
Good morning, dear. Breakfast almost ready.
In a minute. So did you happen to call someone about spalling repair for the house?
You know what? I knew I forgot something yesterday.
Honey, you know how important spalling repair is, especially here in the Keys. If that spalling damage gets any worse...
Don't worry. I'll call Design Center in Marathon.
When?
Today.
How about now?
Okay, dear. Now.
Design Center, the most efficient Spalling contractor in the Keys, providing the fastest results. With over 40 years combined experience in Spalling repair and a member of the International Concrete Repair Institute, Design Center can handle the largest jobs to small structures. They also handle quite a number of condominium and county projects. Mention this ad or the program you're listening to and receive 10% off your Spalling repair. Visit designcenterfl.com or call 305-735-4042. Design Center, 6677 Overseas Highway, Marathon. License number CGC 1523838. Remember, mention this ad or the program you're listening to and receive 10% off your Spalling repair from Design Center.
Hey, Key West, Danny Hughes here from Two Friends Patio. Welcome to our anti-inflation early bird menu. From 2 to 4 p.m. every day, $15 will get you either Uncle Joe's Linguine with shrimp, or fried yellowtail fish with fries and coleslaw, or a shrimp trio, or an 8-ounce New York strip. So eat your friends and make your friends at Two Friends.
What did you just say?
So eat your friends and make your friends at Two Friends. 512 Front Street in Old Town Key West, or at twofriends.com.
Have you ever thought about what a true fiduciary is? Mike Lester is the founder of Talon Wealth, and he believes the definition of a true fiduciary is simple.
A true fiduciary would not sell you a product that they got commission on. A true fiduciary does well when you do well.
Some of those products could be mutual funds, annuities, or even real estate investment trusts. Mike believes a true fiduciary shouldn't get paid before their client does. And that kind of makes sense. Mike is a true fiduciary who's passionate about those near and in retirement being aware of all of your options and making sure you receive the value you're paying for, because every penny counts in retirement. Reach out for a free comprehensive financial plan to see if there are better options available you might not be aware of. 305-360-1000. 305-360-1000. By the way, this process also reveals if you've saved enough to retire comfortably. So, schedule now at guardingyournestegg.com.
Advisory services through Talon Private Wealth and SEC-registered investment advisor. Lord License D056341.
Spring into savings this month at Kia of Key West. Our featured vehicle is the 2024 Kia S Sorento. If you want a mix of quality, practicability, and performance, the Sorento is a great option. The S Sorento comes with standard third-row seating, digital touchscreen instrument panel, Apple CarPlay, and Android Auto. Also, 8 USB charging ports. You get a lot of value for your money. KiaofKeyWest.com. And remember, Kia and the Keys just go together.
From the Talon Wealth Studios, this is Keys Talk 96.9-1025. Talon Wealth is the official financial planner of the Florida Keys. More at guardingyournestegg.com. Good morning, Keys, on Keys Talk 96.9-1025.
And good morning, Keys. It is Keys Talk 96.9-1025, the talk of the entire Keys from Key West to Miami. We are covering a number of topics this morning, and we're going to get right to our next guest, Julio Tirado. He's the Director of Human Resources and Communication for Keys Energy Services. We've spoken with Julio before. Welcome back, Julio.
Good morning, and thank you.
Yes, thanks so much for being here. So the occasion for your visit today is the 21st tree giveaway, and that's coming upon us. That is tomorrow. So tell us about the tree giveaway. Why is it that Keys Energy does this every year?
Right. Well, our program started back in 1994. It was part of a nationwide effort at the time to plant a tree for every public power customer that we had in the country at the time, which was 16 million trees. Here locally, our utility achieved that goal of planting one tree for every customer in our service area in 2004. But we kept on giving trees away, and as you said, that event is taking place this weekend. The tie to the power company and why we do this is that the trees we give away are native shade trees. And the thought process behind that is that, A, they're native trees, so they're going to flourish and grow in our environment with minimal effort and care. And they're shade trees, and when they're at their maximum height, they're going to provide shade around your homes, and that's going to help cut down on your cooling costs, especially as we head now into the hot summer months. Mm-hmm. So we've been doing this again since 1994. And we've given away over 40,000 trees since that time and really added to the green canopy. And this year we're giving out about 1,200 trees total. We're going to have two locations, and we'll have about 600 trees at each location.
Wow, that's amazing. So this does occur tomorrow, 8:30 at the Keys Service Building in Key West at 1001 James Street. Also at the Blimp Road site for those in the lower Keys, 755 Blimp Road. between Valencia and Asturias roads as well. So, yes, over 40,000 native shade trees have been given to Keys customers, Keys Energy customers, and it has helped offset energy costs, harnessing the shade, et cetera. And I know Keys Energy also has one of the slogans anyway, growing greener every day. And this is certainly a case in point.
It definitely is a case in point. And you know, this is a great event that our customers look forward to each time that we do host it. And I will say I'm always stopped, you know, at the grocery store around town with folks that got trees years ago. And they're always happy to point out the trees in their yards and how they've benefited from it and how they've added to their property and to their whole kind of home experience there.
Mm. So what are some of the trees that will be given away this year? You said, is it 1,200 trees?
So 1,200 trees total. We're going to have 600 trees at each location that you had highlighted there.
Yes.
There's 15 species of trees that we're going to have at each location. I would urge customers to go onto our website, keysenergy.com, and at the top of the homepage, there's a link that says tree giveaway, pretty obvious. Mm-hmm. And when you click on that, you're going to see a downloadable document that lists all 15 species and really gives you, you know, everything from the growth rate, the mature size, the types of flowers they have, salt tolerance, drought tolerance, the light required. So a great information. But just to answer your question specifically, some of the highlights there, we're going to have some black ironwood, some blawley, a lignum vitae, the green and silver buttonwoods, smooth strongback, some maidenbush, just a whole host of trees. And I'd like to point out to customers that we say that they're native shade trees, but a lot of these trees do range in height. You know, they're anywhere from maybe 4 to 10 feet at mature height all the way up to 20 to 25 feet. Mm-hmm. The trees don't necessarily have to be tall enough cast a shade over your entire roof. I think folks need to realize that the smaller trees work well, especially if you want to put them, you know, around and in front of windows, around outside air conditioning units to help cast shade on those areas to help keep that radiant heat from coming in. So I don't want them to think they need to have these tall trees that are kind of growing over their homes. It's casting shades in areas that's going to help to prevent that heat from coming in the windows, to keep any outside electrical equipment, you know, cool and shaded, so it's less it has to work. So there's a wide variety of trees that we're offering that I think will serve a lot of our customers in the various places that they live. Obviously, we have folks all the way here, like in Old Town and Key West, that don't have maybe much yard space. Then we have folks that go Keys that have, you know, bigger yards and can accommodate some larger trees. Mm. So there's definitely a tree for everyone. Mm-hmm. We'll, again, have 600 trees at each location. It's 2 trees per customer while supplies last. Mm-hmm. There's always plenty to go around, but I do encourage folks to make sure they're here, you know, pretty early, around 8:30. Our gates will open then, and we'll start giving the trees out.
Yeah, so again, Julio Tirado with us, Director of Human Resources and Communication for Keys Energy Services on Keys Talk 96.9 102.5, the talk of the Keys, talking about the 21st tree giveaway, Saturday, April 20th. That is tomorrow. 8:30 again, it happens at the Keys Service Building in Key West, that's 1001 James Street, and at the Keys Blimp Road site, Blimp Road, that's in Cudjoe Key as well. So a number of different species being given away today, and we will emphasize these are free of charge.
They are, yeah.
Wow. Well, what a great goal that has been attained by Keys Energy. And again, the Keys received the Golden Tree Award for the American Public Power Association, reaching its goal of planting more than 27,500 trees. So when we look around at all the beautiful trees throughout Key West and Lower Keys, we really have at least partially Keys Energy to thank for that.
It is a great legacy, and we're happy to keep contributing to it.
Yeah. Well, growing greener every day, make that. It's Keys Energy Services. So, Julio, again, we invite everybody to take part in the tree giveaway tomorrow at 8:30. I think we've covered all the high points. Is there anything we missed talking about, though, this morning?
No, I think you've covered it all. I'm just looking forward to a great day tomorrow, and we'll look forward to see everyone then.
Yes, indeed. Well, and tomorrow will be a beautiful day to go out and get a free tree or two from Keys Energy Services. We're looking at beautiful sunny skies, low 80s for the high tomorrow. So that is 8:30 tomorrow morning with Keys Energy Services. Julio, thank you so much for being here this morning on Good Morning Keys.
I appreciate it, Michael.
Yes,
thank
sir.
You.
You have a wonderful day.
You too.
Thank you. It's Julio Tirado, Director of Human Resources and Communications, Keys Energy Services, talking about the tree giveaway tomorrow morning at 8:30 at Blimp Road, Cudjoe Key, as well as Keys Energy Services, 1001 James Street in Old Town Key West. So thank you very much to Keys Energy Services for that wonderful program that they do every year, among other programs. It is 8:28 now, Keys Talk, 96.9-1025, the talk of the Keys. Good Morning Keys continues in a moment.
Save this spring with a money market account with Super Saver Rewards from Keys Federal Credit Union. A money market account has several of the same awesome services that our Keys totally free cashback checking account has, plus the ability to earn dividends and Super Saver Rewards. Visit us at any of our branches from Key West to Tavernier and open your account today. Restrictions may apply. Money market accounts require a minimum balance of $2,500 to avoid a monthly fee. Program may be canceled or modified at any time, NCUA insured.
Key West's newest authentic Irish pub, dining, and rooftop lounge is Celtic Conch Public House, 528 Front Street. Featuring delicious Irish cuisine and tasty pub grub, more than 40 Irish whiskeys, specialty cocktails, and local drafts. Don't miss happy hour Monday through Friday from 4 to 7 with half-off appetizers, domestic beer, and select liquors. $2 Tito's and wine, too. Plus, the best in live entertainment. Thursday, Tom Curtis Jr. returns from 5 to 8, and Al Romano, Sinatra in the Keys, is back on the rooftop from 5 to 8 p.m. Friday, Tom Curtis Jr. is on the rooftop from 5 to 8, followed by Gabriel Donahue playing downstairs from 5 to 8, and Milo is live from 8 to 11. Saturday, Milo entertains from 5 to 8. Dean Dunleavy plays on the rooftop from 5 to 8, and it's Gabriel Donahue from 8 to 11. Sunday, it's Tom Curtis Jr. from 1 to 4, and Gabriel Donahue from 4 to 7. Celtic Conch Public House, 528 Front Street, Key West. Follow them on Facebook and Instagram. Sláinte.
Tune in to Medical Matters every Wednesday morning at 8:30 on Good Morning Keys. Nikki, the nurse from the Key West Surgical Group, will discuss medical topics and questions that matter. Plus, she'll refer to other experts who can help you with your health. It's Medical Matters, Wednesday mornings at 8:30 during Good Morning Keys on Keys Talk 96.9-1025. Brought to you by the Key West Surgical Group, 3136 Northside Drive, Key West. Exceptional care, close to home.
There's nothing like riding around Key West on a Vespa. Oh yes, Vespa. The name has been synonymous with style, creativity, and fun since the 1950s. Vespa, it encompasses a youthful spirit with its innovative look. Vespa, a truly unique way of expressing oneself. No single vehicle compares to it. Feel the wind in your hair and the unparalleled feeling of excitement as you cruise through Key West, all while making a statement, leaving an impression. There's no denying Vespa was made with the Keys and you in mind. The compact style and simplicity of Vespa makes getting around tight spaces a breeze. It's one thing to tell you about Vespa. Now is the time to experience it and make one yours. Visit Key West Vespa, 1618 North Roosevelt Boulevard, or visit keysautocenter.com/Vespas. Let's Vespa.
Spring into a new ride with exciting new offers. With financing as low as 0% for 36 months on select models. Plus additional incentives of $250 for military and first responder customers. Now for a limited time. It's the Conch Republic Independence Day celebration now through April 28th, celebrating 42 years of fun dependence. Stop by the Welcome Center daily between 2 and 9 p.m. to pick up your official Conch Republic citizen's passports, complimentary program guide, and more. Today from 8 to 9 a.m., it's the Conchy Beach Cleanup. Then from 5 to 6 p.m., it's the opening day ceremony and raising of the colors at Mallory Square. Then the kickoff party and conch shell blowing contest hosted by Schooner Wharf Bar and Gallery, 202 William Street, starting at 7 p.m. For more information on daily events, visit conchrepublic.com.
This is Good Morning Keys on Keys Talk 96.9, 1025.
And Good Morning Keys. It is Keys Talk 96.9, 1025, the talk of the Keys from Key West to Miami. We are covering the topics and the stories for you at 8:32. Beautiful morning. And as mentioned, no major traffic tie-ups to speak of thus far. Of course, I better refresh because that can change at any moment. US 1 does appear to be clear, though, as of this morning so far. And looks like Big Coppet has some slowdowns. Stock Island, of course, and Almirada, the typical spots, showing some slowdowns. So certainly heed the school zones and the school buses as well. We now say good morning to Chief Sean Brandenburg, Key West City Police Chief. Good morning to you, Chief.
Morning, Michael.
Hi there. So thanks for being here. Yes, and I'm sure that you would encourage people to watch those school zones as well, because your personnel watch them too.
Absolutely, yes. We have officers out. We kind of move around to keep people guessing, but we do have our motor units in the school zones actively enforcing those 15-mile-an-hour zones. So as you're transitioning through those school zones, definitely slow down. It could be a very expensive lesson.
Yeah. Well, speaking of traffic, you and I had the opportunity to speak last night, and I certainly enjoyed our conversation as always. But you were telling me about, and I can't remember the acronym that you told me, but it was about the traffic enforcement. Occasionally you do kind of a canvassing just to make sure that people are following the traffic rules and regulations.
Right. So we did this before COVID. We did it quite frequently, and we call it a STAR night. It's a strategic traffic accident reduction night. And I have to give credit, former Key West police officer and now Monroe County Sheriff Deputy Kevin O'Connell came up with that acronym for us. Mm-hmm. And so it's been going on for a very long time. And yeah, we'll go out. We'll have, the last time we did it, we had several unmarked cars out. We had all the motorcycles out. We had all four of our canines out, a number of officers in marked units as well. And we will canvass the island and, you know, all those different traffic infractions that we hear so much about every week, we go out and we actively enforce those. And like I told you, the last one, I think they were out for 5-6 hours, and I think they made over 125 traffic stops.
Mm-hmm.
So they are out there really enforcing those traffic violations that everybody seems to notice. And, you know, we don't, sometimes when we're going call to call, we can't always deal with them in a manner that we'd like to.
Yeah, well, and you have the motorcycle division as well and the mounted division, but also the patrol cars are trying to keep people honest and trying to keep people safe. And traffic violations can lead to a number of different dangerous situations. And the sheriff talks all the time about how traffic stops can also lead to other arrests and other charges as well. So traffic enforcement is most certainly very important, and we appreciate you continuing to enforce that in the city. It's Chief Sean Brandenburg, Chief of Police of the Key West Police Department on Keys Talk 96.9-1025, the talk of the Keys. I will make mention, it's in the news again. You had mentioned one of your officers who's now in the Sheriff's Department. Well, there was an arrest made by the Key West City Police Department of a sheriff's deputy. There are further charges pending against that deputy, and I'm sure Sheriff Ramsey will have some commentary on that when we talk to him on Monday. But anyway, so that has been in the news. So we wanted to at least acknowledge that that is ongoing as well. But there were there was another burglary arrest made recently by your department within just the past week or so.
Yeah, actually, this week, around 4 o'clock in the morning, there was a location broken into in the 800 block of White Street. The place had very good video cameras, and they were able to play back the video of the individual that had broken into the location and stole about $1,500 in merchandise. Mm-hmm. One of our former detectives, who's now back on the road, Officer Thomas Stutz, was the initial officer called out to that. So with his investigative background, he was able to put together a really solid case real quick. He was able to email out to his fellow shift mates a picture of the individual that had broke into this location, and officers Haney and Stannerwick immediately recognized this individual as someone they'd had contact with and were able to identify him and get that information to Officer Stutz. And then they worked together as a shift, and before they went home for the day, they had him in custody and were transporting him out to the R&R bed and breakfast for the burglary charges. So
that's
good job to that team.
Yeah, a good job, quick work. Certainly got some resolution there very quickly, and $1,500 of merchandise being recovered is certainly significant. And, you know, in some other parts of the world, I'll just make the comment that people can steal up to almost $1,000 and not even be charged with it. But around here, we keep people accountable because that person needs to be off the street. So again, it is Chief Sean Brandenburg with us, Key West Chief of Police on Keys Talk 96.9-1025, the talk of the Keys. We also spoke last night about interagency cooperation, and the sheriff often gives you and your department a lot of credit for all of your hard work here in the city of Key West. But there's a lot of interagency cooperation that goes on between your department and state and even federal agencies as well as county agencies. So a drug bust did occur recently that was indicative of that interagency cooperation.
Get the right note here. Here we go. On the 12th, the Key West Police Department Special Investigations Unit, along with our SWAT team, and then agents from Homeland Security Investigations, executed a search warrant in the 3200 block of Pearl Avenue. And once inside, they were able to find cocaine, drug paraphernalia, drug packaging equipment, and cash that we believe to be the proceeds of illicit narcotic sales. Mm-hmm. This was the home of one Brooke Long, and she was arrested and is facing charges of trafficking in cocaine, possession of drug paraphernalia, and child neglect. Over an ounce of powder cocaine was seized inside the residence, as well as that $1,500 in proceeds from narcotic sales. So, yeah, definitely work together. That's just one example of the many, many times that we work together. We could not get everything done without our partnerships with the Sheriff's Department, especially Florida Highway Patrol, and all our federal partners down here in Key West. We have all of our detectives are task force officers with different federal agencies, whether it be Homeland Security, DEA, U.S. Marshals, we have FBI. We have detectives that are directly linked to all those federal agencies, and also that links us to their resources as well. So whenever we have something here, especially, you know, big events like Fantasy Fest or New Year's Eve, I have crime analysts with the different federal agencies that are able to track social media and, you know, the chatter on the dark web or wherever it might be, and alert us should there be anything we really need to be concerned about. So those partnerships go a long ways, and a lot goes on in the background that maybe, you know, the citizens don't see, but certainly helps us all be safer in our community.
Yeah. Again, it is Chief Sean Brandenburg, Chief of the City of Key West Police Department. Keys Talk 96.9-1025, the talk of the Keys. There is a lot that goes on behind the scenes. I didn't even think of all of the different functions that your department does to keep us safe while we sleep soundly. But one other thing you had mentioned too, Fantasy Fest, you had mentioned that, and the mayor has mentioned the Fantasy Fest zone that apparently has been approved. And she mentioned that you were a proponent and a supporter of the Fantasy Fest zone. Do you want to comment on that?
Yeah, you know, myself and the fire chief, we discussed it, and for as long as I've been here, we've had a Fantasy Fest zone. It helps us to control and direct the party goers that want to partake in the heavy partying and keep them in a concentrated area where we can handle them and deal with them and keep our resources where they're going to be. If we didn't keep them in one location, it could spread out, and then it could spread my resources thinner than I would like for them to be. So this way we have the resources where we need them, and anyone that is outside of that zone that wants to partake in those types of activities, we can direct them to the zone and keep them hopefully out of the neighborhoods.
Certainly that seems like a good way to contain it and control it. So we will be seeing how that turns out. But again, the Fantasy Fest zone was approved, so that'll move forward for many of the reasons you just mentioned, Chief. Also, you mentioned resources, and in addition to personnel, there's significant resources that need to be acquired and upgraded and the like ongoing. Also, I mentioned the mayor. She's a big supporter of the bond issue and the possible referendum for that. Did you want to comment at all about the need for possibly the bond to you know, provide for what's needed for the future of the police department?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I mean, you know, we've lumped the public safety part of the bonds into one area. And so Fire Station 3, there's no doubt. Everybody understands that that building was built, I believe, back in the 70s, and it is in dire need of replacement. So that is probably the top concern of the public safety bond. and Alan Averett can probably talk more about it, but Alan and I have talked. Not only is it going to improve the fire facilities, it'll also provide office space, and they're going to share some of the bay space for me to be able to put some of my patrol cars in out of the weather during hurricanes. And then as far as for the Key West Police Department and Fire Station 1 here on North Roosevelt Boulevard, I've kind of outgrown my space here. I need additional room for storage, especially of evidence. The number of pieces of evidence that we bring in is quite incredible. And I also need places to store large pieces of evidence, securely store things such as cars that are involved in fatal crashes, and sometimes you have to keep those for many, many years. So I need a location where I can securely store things like that. Also, during the last hurricane, we were feeding about 200 first responders out of our police station, and we were doing that with a regular household stove and a couple griddles and a regular refrigerator and a bunch of coolers. And, I need to put in an industrial size, kitchen area to be able to feed that many first responders in the event of the next natural disaster or next emergency situation. I also would like to put in a bunk room, type situation. The sheriff has had much success with that. I could use it in the way that he does, or during hurricanes, I would not have to rely on the generosity of our local hotels to house our first responders. And also, I do not want to put all our first responders in one building in one location, because should that building, suffer a catastrophic failure, all the first responders will be injured or perish in that instance. So we like to spread the first responders out during a storm or a natural disaster. And so this would give me an independent structure that's another Cat 5 building right here on the property, where I could house several first responders. I'd be able to feed a large number of first responders. I'd take care of some of my evidence storage needs and also add some additional office space. So, that would be extremely beneficial to me. I'd like to upgrade and possibly add an incredible amount of solar power here, so I wouldn't have to rely on generator power as much, plus try and save the city some money throughout the year by powering my building with solar power. And then I don't know if you were here for the hurricane when, we didn't have any water.
Yeah.
It's imperative that when you have 200 first responders that the toilets flush. So I would really like to have a cistern here, and I have not been able to put in a cistern yet. And that would be part of my building project as well, put in a fairly significant cistern for both myself and Fire Station 1 so that we would have water and, at least for the basic necessities during those storms.
Yeah,
I was here right before the storm and then came back right after, but I know that speaking with people who were here, there are great needs during a storm that we need to be prepared for and help the police department prepare for as well. Again, it's Chief Sean Brandenburg, the City of Key West Chief of Police on Good Morning Keys. And, Telecommunicators Week has been this week, and I know that there was an effort on your part to recruit 911 operators and other telecommunicators. They have to go through very extensive training to get to where they are. They're the first contact in many cases with the public, between the public and the police department, and we're recognizing those people this week.
Yeah, this week is National Telecommunicators Week, and I cannot say enough about how professional and outstanding the individuals that work in there are. Many of them have several years of experience. They're all very highly trained. And to be able to calm somebody down that's in a moment of crisis in person is difficult. Over the telephone, it's 100 times more difficult. Mm-hmm. And these folks are able to use their resources, their training, their experience, and talk down the people and get the information the officers or the ambulance or the firemen need to get to where they are and get them the resources they need to help them with their crisis. So I just can't say enough about how great those individuals are. We should appreciate them every day, but this is the week that we are able to really highlight them and support them. And I will say that that Nikki James, one of our telecommunicators, was also recognized as the city's employee of the quarter. So out of the 500 city employees, Nikki James was selected as the employee of the quarter for the entire city. So congratulations to Nikki, and thank you to all those dispatchers, telecommunicators, for what they do every day to keep our officers, EMTs, and firefighters safe and help our citizens get the resources they need.
Yeah, most certainly. Well, congratulations to Nikki as well and to all the telecommunicators. Thank you very much. I also wanted to thank you, Chief, for your leadership in the department, and I also want to commend your entire department for how they interact and help the public here each and every day, putting themselves in harm's way and then also doing it in most cases very politely and even cheerfully at times. So I think that really has continued to build goodwill between the public and the police department, as well as the sheriff has been very successful in doing so on a countywide basis. You are very successful in continuing that example here in Key West, so we want to thank you for your service.
Yeah, well, thank you. But again, it's the men and women that are out there on the street every day that do such an amazing job that make me look good. I'm here trying to steer the ship, but those are the men and women that are out there, actually interacting more with the community, responding to these stressful events, dealing with their own stress themselves, and still conducting themselves in a professional and polite manner. Can't thank them enough. They do a great job.
And should anyone out there listening want to join those on your police department and serve their community, how might they go about finding out more?
They could go to the city's website. There should be a recruiting button there. You can contact the city's HR over at City Hall, or you can contact my recruiter directly here at the Key West Police Department. That is Officer Danielle Gray, and her phone number is 305-809-1087. Again, 305-809-1087. You can call and talk to her. You can look on social media. We have the Key West Police Department recruiting page. We have the Key West Police Department's page on both Instagram and Facebook and the X one, whatever they call that now.
Yeah.
But we are out on all the social media platforms with all that contact information. I think I'm down to – I have one opening in dispatch, I believe, right now, maybe two. And I'm down to a few police officer spots. We're about to send eight police officers or eight future police officers to the police academy that will be starting very soon.
Okay.
We've got those eight individuals identified and selected. And then I have another officer starting next week that comes to us already certified. We went to a recruiting seminar or expo up in Tampa, in the Tampa area, and we were able to recruit him to come down here. So we're looking forward to getting him started. And then we have a few more people that are going through the training, and we're hoping to bring on board in the very near future. But definitely looking for folks that are already local, understand the housing costs, the living situation, the distance from the mainland, and all those other things that are a shock to people when they come down here to work. Always looking for local folks that would like to work for the city and especially for the Key West Police Department.
Yes, well, and we appreciate those who have already made that commitment as well. So, again, thank you very much for you and your entire department and the dedication to public safety each and every day. Chief Sean Brandenburg, is there anything else we should mention before we let you go?
I think we've covered it all. Anything else you want to talk about, we can talk about. But, again, transparency, one of my big things here at the Key West Police Department, transparency to the media, transparency to the community.
Yes.
I have my public information officer sitting here across from me.
Hi, Allison.
he says hello, Allison. So she's here to tell me when I go over the line and when I start to say things I shouldn't say. So I will tell you everything I can and a few things I can't. So that's very important to me, and I think that helps build that goodwill and trust with the community, and that's how we're able to solve a lot of crimes and keep everybody working together and on the same page.
Very, very true. Well, we will work with both you and Allison to get you on a regular basis here. We really do appreciate that transparency and keeping the entire public informed. You be safe there, Chief. And certainly, again, thank you for all that you and the entire department and Allison does on a daily basis. Have a great day, sir.
Thank you. Good day.
Okay, take care. It is Chief Sean Brandenburg, Key West Chief of Police on Keys Talk, 96.9, 102.5, the talk of the Keys. And Allison Crean, the public information officer for the entire city, as well as the police department, working hard each and every day, keeping people informed as well. 8:53 is your time. It's Keys Talk, 96.9, 102.5, the talk of the Keys.
There's nothing like riding around Key West on a Vespa. Oh yes, Vespa. The name has been synonymous with style, creativity, and fun since the 1950s. Vespa, it encompasses a youthful spirit with its innovative look. Vespa, a truly unique way of expressing oneself. No single vehicle compares to it. Feel the wind in your hair and the unparalleled feeling of excitement as you cruise through Key West, all while making a statement, leaving an impression. There's no denying Vespa was made with the keys and you in mind. The compact style and simplicity of Vespa makes getting around tight spaces a breeze. It's one thing to tell you about Vespa. Now is the time to experience it and make one yours. Visit Key West Vespa, 1618 North Roosevelt Boulevard, or visit keysautocenter.com/Vespas. Let's Vespa.
Spring into a new ride with exciting new offers with financing as low as 0% for 36 months on select models, plus additional incentives of $250 for military and first responder customers, now for a limited time.
How exciting does a scavenger hunt sound? Grab your friends and go on a wild quest.
Come on, everyone. Let's go.
The Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission's Wild Quest is a free scavenger hunt taking place on wildlife management areas across the state, April 27th to May 5th. So grab your phone and join FWC on a wild adventure across Florida's best nature spots.
Look, a bird.
Complete missions and earn points for a chance to win cool prizes.
Go to FloridaWildQuest.com to play. That's FloridaWildQuest.com.
If it's happening in the Keys, you will hear about it here. This is Good Morning Keys on Keys Talk 96.9, 102.5.
And good morning, Keys. Keys Talk 96.9, 102.5. The talk of the Keys. Another beautiful day in the Keys and no major traffic tie-ups to talk about. So that's all good news. Oh, actually make a correction to that. Just quickly, we do have an accident with no injuries. 98-210 Overseas Highway in the Upper Keys. And, of course, that's between Isle Mirada and Key Largo. Just happened, so keep that in mind. Actually, it's above Key Largo. Make that correction. 98-201, 98-mile marker. So we now say good morning to Andy Newman of the Tourist Development Council. Good morning, sir.
And good morning, Michael. How are you today?
I am doing well, thank you. So we're getting set for another busy weekend in the Keys. Part of that, of course, is the, it's Conch Republic Independence Day's 42nd annual, I believe.
That's right, and started today with a cleanup going on, and mm-hmm. then of course continues through next weekend with a number of wild and wacky events. Of course, the Conch Republic Independence Celebration celebrates a 1982 mock secession.
Yes,
from the United States, when the United States Border Patrol decided to put up a checkpoint in Florida City, just at the top of the Florida Keys Overseas Highway, ostensibly, searching for illegal drugs as well as aliens, I guess, not from space, but yeah. People that weren't from the United States. So, you know, it's a long history about what happened after that. There are people like Ed Swift and then Mayor Dennis Wardlow, David Horan, of course, mm-hmm. A very, very famous Key West attorney, that petitioned the court. And the final decision, there wasn't a lot done legally at that point up in Miami, but on the steps of the courthouse, I believe it was David or the mayor said, well, you know what? If they're treating us like foreigners, we might as well secede from the union. And so the rest is history. And it's great that the memories of the Conch Republic and the historical aspects maintain. Of course, there was a flag that was created. There was there was all kinds of different little commercial aspects. And, you know, it's also a good time to remember Peter Anderson, who unfortunately is not with us anywhere, but he deserves a lot of the credit for really maintaining and preserving the heritage of the Conk Republic. And also shout out to Paul Benta, because he certainly has stepped in and helped that out as well. So the Conk Republic, long live the Conk Republic, Michael.
Yes, indeed. Well, I know you have covered many, many events throughout the years, throughout the Keys, both in photographs and in person. And I know there's a lot of photographs floating around about the actual secession from the Union. So I wouldn't be surprised if you were on site for that as well.
Well, to be completely and totally honest with you, I actually was not down there for the 1982 secession exercise. Everything like happened so quickly.
Yep.
I wish I had. Okay. I really wish I had. But yes, subsequent celebrations had the opportunity. Actually, my late father was actually involved to a bit of an extent or so, because I remember, you know, when this was all going on or whatever, that Mayor Wardlow called my father, because he had a pretty good relationship with Dante Fussell, U.S. congressman back then. Mm-hmm. And so Dennis was picking my father's brain or so about, gee, you know, what can we do? Because, you know, I mean, who is going to sit there and wait in a 2 to 3 hour traffic jam on the 18 mile stretch, wanting to get back to Miami like on a Sunday or a Monday or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, it had the potential to completely destroy the visitor industry. So there really was a lot of genuine concern about that.
Yep.
And so my father, told Dennis, you know, wait a minute, you're not remembering your own U.S. history, because during the Civil War, while the rest of the state, was not loyal to the Union, Key West was.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
Key West remained loyal to the Union. And so, you know, I think my father said something casually to Mayor Wardlow, and, you know, and basically saying, well, you know, this is the way that they're treating you after remaining loyal, you know. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if he mockingly said you should succeed or whatever, but there was something exchanged, and that sort of germinated the idea for succession.
I figured you would have a tie to it somehow, and there it is.
There is a bit of a tie there. So
yeah.
You know, I remember on one of the anniversaries, there's a wonderful, I guess, I can't remember, was it the 40th or whatever, but I have a really lovely image of my dad with Mayor Wardlow and Ron Saunders, and they're holding a Conk Republic flag or so. So that's something that I was there for, that anniversary, and we've had a good time with it. Also, you know, I think, you know, you go back into history and during the first, I believe it was the first 8-10 years or so, Michael Walton basically staged and helped to run the Conk Republic anniversary celebration. So anyway, it's nice that that continues.
It does. Well, again, the Raising of the Colors happens today with opening ceremonies at Mallory Square. Of course, the big sea battle next Friday. Lots of events in between now and a week from Sunday. So all the information can be found at the Tourist Development Council website, which is fla-keys.com, as well as Conk Republic has their own.
And let us not fail to mention tomorrow's great Conk Republic drag race.
Absolutely.
On Wall Street.
Yes.
You know, and we're not talking about dragsters in terms of those high high-octane...
high heels, maybe, but not high-octane.
Yes, talking about high heels, not high-octane fuel. So get to run a obstacle course with tires, push a shopping cart, and I think there's a balance beam and some other odds and ends. But there's some other events going on, across the Keys as well.
Yes.
And, if we get to us, there's the Florida Keys Open Water Swim That's going to be tomorrow up in Saturday, April 20th, up in Alamorada.
Mm-hmm.
And let me see here. What else? My iPhone is messing up. I hate when that happens.
I know. Well, one thing we can mention, it's jumping ahead a little bit, but Songwriters Fest is coming up May 1 through 5.
Songwriters Fest is certainly coming up.
Yep.
Had a really big, by the way, of course, you know, last week's 7 Mile Bridge run was extremely successful.
Yes.
So 1,500 runners, bridge shut down for a couple hours. It was absolutely beautiful, beautiful day.
Mm-hmm.
Crystal clear, really, really, really cool weather for the runners. Still, the record nowhere near close to being broken.
No.
You know, back by Paul Marmaro back in the late 90s, and it's just amazing that that he has had that record for just so darn long.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it really nobody has come close. At least this past year, they did not. Although it was a great time for the winners, that record's pretty incredible. So
that's right. That's right. Also, plenty of Earth Day events this weekend. The Stock Island Earth Day cleanup that's going to be tomorrow. There's the Earth Day 5K run walk at that takes place Saturday at the Truman Waterfront Park. Moat Marine Laboratory has their Ocean Fest on.